And we're going to be starting from Va'oid, which is on Vav and Aleph. Va'oid Masa Ravashi, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8th line from the top. Nun Vav Amad Aleph, 56A2, I believe. Vaid Masif, one more second. Vaid Masif Ravashi, Ainly are you made Tumah, Shainai Lemon Aminyan. We only learn from the Pasuk that you made Tumah, don't go from the Minyan. You made Chaluta Minai, and how do I know the days of Mitzaira Vadai? I hate to use the word Mitzaira Vadai because it's not Mitzaira Suffolk. It's Mitzaira Mukhlot. How do I know it doesn't count? But then, well, it's logical. You made Tumah Megalech, maybe carbon. And Nazir Tameh brings the carbon, and after his haircut, he makes a luchalutai megalech, maybe carbon, for the Tzaira. Ma you make Tamasai and Eilim and Aminyan, now you make Halutai and Eilim and Aminyan. Logic says, they're the same. However, it's not so simple, because law, Imam Rebbe made Tamasai Skim of Aplim and Sakhaimim. There, the Tzaira revealed to me by Yom and Rishayin and Yiplu, and we have a pasuk that says, only Kitime Nizrai, only for Tumah. Not for any other cause is it Mavato Naziris. So once it's not equal in that, how can you say it's equal and not counted? And for the Gemara, you're right. But Amit Kavachimer from a different point. Man Nazir Bekever, who doesn't count his days to his Naziris. Shisare Royal Taglagas Naziris. He doesn't have to take a haircut for Tumah. Go straight to Tara. Still ain't loyal in Aminyan. So the Mechalutai Shain Sare Royal Taglachas Naziris, because he's going to have to take a Tsaras haircut twice, and the coach game. So for sure it shouldn't count to his Naziris. Mainly are you Mechalutai. That helps for the days when he's a Mchalut. You may stiffroid those 7 days in between Minayan that it doesn't count. But then when it's a comparison, Mayi Mechalutai Tan Taglachas, and therefore it doesn't count. If you may stiffroid, it needs another Taglachas. Mayi Mechalute and Oilam and Aminyan, Av Yimei Sifra is also not Oilam and Aminyan. Yahu Av Yimei Eskeri Kain, how about the days when he's a Mitzayra Muzir, which doesn't need any Taglachas, but then Nisim. Chalut Matama Mishka V'Moshav has the ability to make Pashtus and Mishka V'Moshav if he sits on a chair or on 10 mattresses, they all become Avatomas. Yimei Eskeri, right, Matama Mishka V'Moshav, and the same thing is true about a Mitzayra Muzir. If Lamati the Mechaluta say no Eilim and Aminyan, Av Yimei Eskeri no Eilim and Aminyan, should be the same. Amidloi, if Av Yimei Mechaluta, Shigin Chaluta turns the glachas, so maybe carpet. He'll need a haircut and bring a carpet. Levitach ain't Eilim. Av Yimei Eskeri, Shain turns the glachas, ain't a maybe carpet. He doesn't need any glachas. Levitach Yalu Laminyan. Mikar Amru, Yimei Sifroi, Yimei Gamroi. The days of Sifroi, meaning the days of his 7 days, and the days of Chalut, ain't Eilim and Aminyan. Av Yimei Azava, who don't need any haircuts, Ves Gerish Amitzayra, who doesn't need a haircut, Harei Lulayin Loi. Telling me, yes, Loyim Amim Meitom Mishkin Mavatom Mishar Kaidman, Taimim Mechalutai, right? It says, Beferish, that Mechalutai is not Mavatom Kaidman. Maman. Elaim Ibn Zeris Moetis, Abin Gidl Sar. Right? You need 30 days anyway. Teres is just talking about there's more than 30 days left. And it says it's not Mavatom the Kaidman, but it's not Ayla. Who wanted to say that it does count? So Eliezer quoted Rabbi Yeshua. Any tumah from a mace that a nazir will take a haircut, Yechayev if you enter the base of Mekdash. The kol tumah min a mace, ain't a nazir megalei. And any tumah from a mace that a nazir does not take a haircut, ain't chayavin alah beis mikdash, which is halacha l'maish m'sinai, because as Rameir points out, logically it makes no sense. Less tumas than tumas mace that a nazir is not megaleach have to a chayav. But this is halacha l'maish m'sinai. So if a person becomes tumay from a revius dam, which is a tumah deraisa, matama b'ayil, he doesn't chayav abiyas mikdash. Well, since the base of Mignus, he's not Chayav Karas, and Meshagin, he's not Chayav Achatas. Amar Meir, Leitezu Kalam and Asheretz. It doesn't make sense to him. Now, I don't know if he's arguing, because you don't argue on Halacha L'maish M'sinai, but he's definitely questioning it. Like, what's the logic behind this? Why should it be that way? Frank de Gemara, Reb Lazar, Mishum Reb Yeshua Gamar Law. Did he learn this from Reb Yeshua? Mishum Reb Yeshua B'mamu Gamar Law. Didn't he learn it from Reb Yeshua B'mamu? The Tanya we learned from Reb Lazar. Because Arlachti L'Ardaskia. When I went to Ardaskia, Matzasias Reb Yeshua Ben Pasar, Pastor, I think it said, Rai Shayyash B'Dan Lufnei Rameir B'Alocha. He was learning in front of Rameir. Kol tuma min hamesh anozim megalecha loecha yovin alam b'shabiyas mikdash. The kol tuma min hamesh anozim megalecha loecha yovin alam b'shabiyas mikdash. Amalai, so the mayor answered him, al tu hizu kalam min hasheret. By the way, this is a very shveri gemara, as I pointed out. Rebbe Meir was a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer. To say that Rebbe Meir was being teaching, was learning with a Talmud, so Yosef had done with Rebbe Meir, right? That means the Talmud, Rebbe Shua ben Pastor, is learning with Rebbe Meir. And Rebbe Eliezer walks in and comments. We're talking about Rebbe Meir is a Talmud of Rebbe Kiva, and Rebbe Kiva is a Talmud of Rebbe Eliezer. And so Rebbe Meir is already a Rebbe, and in walks Rebbe Eliezer. It's like a very shvera thing to maneuver. Some people change the gears into Rebbe Lazar. Not Rebbe Eliezer, but Rebbe Lazar, because it's Rebbe Lazar Ben Shmuel. He lived later. Anyway, I'm just pointing it out. I'm actually like, Kol ma tibaki Rebbe Shua ba mamu. You know Rebbe Shua ba mamu? I'm like, hey, yes. Kacham Rebbe Shua ba mamu shum Rebbe Shua. Kol tum min hamesh anas migalecha le chayiv le mishum bias mikdash. Kol tum min hamesh anas migalecha le en chayiv le bias mikdash. Have mishum Rebbe Shua ba mamu gamar la. He learned from Rebbe Shua ba mamu. So why is he saying, I'm a Rebbe Eliezer mishum Rebbe Shua? If there's three stages, you say who said it to you, you say who the originator is, and you don't say the middle one. You don't have to say the middle one. Now the rush changes the gears to here. It's talking about a person who plants two kinds of chitin. That's how the Rush changes it, I believe. He changes it, right? Shnei mina chitin, asim gairin echad, noisim pei achas, beis gwaris, noisim pei peis. Depends if you bend the same type of wheat. I'm saying you make it the same type of, you harvest it the same time. Really, and it says, right, he accepted it from Rabbi Asher, from Abba, from Mizugais, and he left out the issue because, like, you don't have to mention everybody as you list them all. Dr. Mishnah by Tom Rebbe Kiva. Danzi Lufnei Rebbe Eliezer. Ma'am Etzim Kasai Rishay. Rebbe Kiva himself, the Rush learned earlier, holds a Kalach Lamaisha Messinai, that a Revi'ez Gam and Rush is Megaleach. Revi'ez Gam and Rush is Megaleach. And therefore, he doesn't have to have this conversation with Rebbe Eliezer. Because at the end of the day, he slugged up, right? And yet we quote Rebbe Akiva that holds the Revi'ez Gam is Megaleach. So the Rush earlier said that it's a Halacha L'Maaseh Mesinai. So Rebbe Akiva is fine, except he's trying to persuade Rebbe Eliezer, at least agree to me, that a Nazir should be Megaleach as Masa Maga of a Revi'ez Gam. It's no different than Etzim Kesaira. Etzim Kesaira is never Matama Bayo, and a Nazir is Megaleach HaMaga Masa. For sure, a Revi'ez Gam should be Megaleach HaMaga Masa. That's what Rebbe Akiva is trying to persuade Rebbe Eliezer. He himself has a Halacha L'Maaseh Mesinai that reveals Dam to Nazis Megaleach Vayu. But Rebbe Eliezer argues on that Halacha L'Maaseh Mesinai. So you're not going to have this argument. He thinks, fine, no Halacha L'Maaseh Mesinai, but at least agree to me to Maga Masa. My Metzim Kasai Rishayna Matama Adam Bayo ever. Had Nazis Megaleach Maga Masa. Reveals Dam to Matama Adam Bayo regularly. Ain't it in Shad Nazis Megaleach Maga Masa? Amali Mazakiva ain't done in Kami Kavachimer. You can't learn Kavachimer from a local Lamaish Mesinai. Shabbat, you take this verb, they reshua. Amali Yafa Marta, you have great logic. Okay, Namru Halacha, can't argue with the boss. No fighting city hall. Zach Zigmar Vaiti Boilu, which is the Halacha? Etzim Kesaira Halacha. Is the Halacha that another is Megaleach on Etzim Kesaira? That's the Halacha. Urviyas dam kavachaymer, they ain't done in kavachaymer malocha. I don't know Urviyas dam halocha. Or maybe the fact that Urviyas dam is metame, but ayo is a halocha, because nafshoyes meis loyavai, I would say, means two Urviyasin. That's how we dash in the plural, right? And etzim kesaira kavachaymer, and you want to make a kavachaymer from etzim kesaira, they ain't done in kavachaymer malocha. Meaning, you want to use Urviyas dam, which is a halocha, and build a kavachaymer that it should another halacha by Revi'ez Dam. Tashema etzim kaseira halacha Revi'ez Dam kavachaymer dam kavachaymer halacha, which is the first way that the etzim kaseira nazis megaleach is a halacha lemoishim mifinai. Hadn halach kain gadol, hadn halach kain gadol, hadn halach kain gadol. Shnei Zirim, Shamalam, Echad, Risi, Echad, Mikem, Shinitma. Two Nazirim, one of them told them, I saw one of you get Tummy, Bailey, Day, Ace, and Mikem. Mikalchin, and Mavian, Carbon, Tumav, and Carbon Tara. They take haircuts at the end of 30 days, and they bring a Chatas Aif and an Ayla. Now, the truth is, he could bring a Chatas Aif and Ayla Aif, and that's a Shaila in the Rishayim. Do we make him bring the Ayla Aif? Because on one hand, he's Chayav a Chatas Aif and an Ayla Aif, and he could bring the Ayla Aif. On the other hand, he's only doing this to move on to the next step. So do we make him bring that Nadava? Or do we say, listen, it's enough you bring the Chatas Aif, that's necessary. Eilus Nadava would be wonderful if you brought, but it's not Ma'akev. And an Eilus Behema, which you can bring as a thing. In fact, I'm sorry, here you, I made a mistake. This Machlokes is in a different case. In this case, you can bring a whole carbon tumba, all three of them. Chatas Aif, Eilus Aif, and Asham. You can bring all three, because one of them is Vadai Tame. So, I'm sorry, that Machlokes is in the next mission. Right. A whole set. Right. I would brought the carbon tumma. Right. The carbon tara shalach last time was that carbon tarati. The maniu atar carbon tara shali last time. The carbon tumma shalach last time was that carbon taraska. So basically, they cover their bases by one set of carbon tumma and two sets of carbon tara, which they would have brought anyway. So it's costing them a set of carbon tumma that they'll split the cost. So I think my advice. Tani shnei nizirim shamed lehem v'yisiyachem mekem shenitma v'eini dey eizim mekem which one? Bamai. Kol shabek tumma v'shus harabim ha'echi yafin alo mi'saita. Where do we learn how shabek tumma v'shus harabim ha'saita? Ma'saita bayo v'nevelo shabek kol shabek tumma v'shus harabim ha'nevelo 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 shabek tumma It's two Nazirim, and the one next to them makes three. Have they subject to Mishra Sarabim? Because by sight, that's only two people, and here it's three people. We call subject to Mishra Sarabim, say Qatar. I'm a rabbi by Raghuna, by Merisi Timish, Tumish, and Nitzchuk, and Benech, and he was standing more than 4 amas away. And since he's standing more than 4 amas away, he doesn't count. So it's two. And therefore, it's subject to Mishra Sarabim. I'm a rabbi, I can amit, and tell you, Veini Yedeya. He never knew. That's how we're learning now the word Veini Yedeya. Ezim again, Shmamina. Megalchun and Mevian. Lamai. Duma lav tamei minu v'kavad ha'kavah. Maybe they're not tamei, and he's cutting off his payas. How could they both take haircuts? One of them is not eligible for a haircut to take off his payas. The second time. Amr Shmuel, be'isha v'katan. It's an isha nazira or a katan that's a nazir that he did it at 12. But look what the gadol ha'kavah is called the reish loish ma'akavah. The simplest answer would have been that there's no love. We'd like Malcolm Lahaki since it doesn't answer that. It's a riot, Mami no Ksavi Shmuakov, it's called a riot, Shmuakov. My Zutra Matan Lahaki Shmait to the Shmuak Sefer. On the next, on one of the coming Mishnahs. Nazir Shai Tamei Besavik and Mukhlut Besavik, which we had the week before. Right? He's a Savik Tamei, Savik Mukhlut. So he has to do four haircuts. Ayachu Bekatsum Lakashishim Yaim, because the first two might be Nazir Mitzaira. Right? Then he has to take four haircuts. Kavad Akafa. He's doing Akafa, which he might not be a Mitzaira, and he might not be a Nazir Tamei, and he's taking haircuts, and he's cutting off his payas misafik. Amr Shmuel b'Yishiv HaKlat. Amr Evuna, period. That's where Shmuel said it. The same idea. He holds Akafa's call right from Akafa. Therefore, the Mishnah can only be talking about an Yishiv HaKlat. Amr Avuna Makiv is Akot Naru Chayev. A gluttle that gives a haircut to Akot Naru Chayev, because the Lavalei Shakifu is both on the customer, I should say the person who got the haircut, and the one who gives the haircut. Recipient, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thank you for finding the right word. Recipient and the barber. Amr Avada Babel Ravuna, but he's Akhma Megalea. Who cuts off your hair, your kid's hair? You hold, you can't do it. You're Chayev. Amr Lei Chayva. Chayva does it, my wife. She said to Gvinu Chayva Levnei, she's not afraid that she's going to lose her children. He just said that as a question. But Kishgoga Hayyotze Mipi HaShalat. Kulu Shana Dravada Bahava Leikai Lizara Leravuna. Ravuna never had children the whole lifetime of Ravada Bahava. The ones who were born in between, because Rabba Baravuna lived. So obviously, Rabbi Bar Avuna was not affected. They didn't talk about it. Was he born before? Was he born after? So, Mirki. Tavayis Vir Ma'akavas Kol Reish Ma'akafa. So, the Ma'akav Bifligi. Why does Avuna say that a guy is Chayav, that will give the haircut to a glutton? And why does Rabbi Baba say he's Patron? So, the Gemara Avuna Savar, they say, Kiva Pas Reish, Kama Lechas, and Spas Gedecha. Kol Sheyesh La'ashkosa, Yesh La'akafa. The Lechas Kipu only goes on people who have the issue of the beard. Rabbi Nasha, I have a lesson about Shchasa, lesson about Ba'akafa, both to get a haircut to be the recipient or to be the barber. No, women are chayiv as a barber. But the only chayiv when they give to a person who has a recipient is chayiv. Like cotton, he's not a barenchim. The one who gives him a haircut, even if he's a man, wouldn't be chayiv. Bottom line is both agreed that a woman can give a haircut to a cotton. Question is why? All Rav Baba was saying to Huna is according to you, but it doesn't make a man or a woman. But it wasn't questioning that Chayva was doing an answer. Because according to him, Rav Huna himself could have given the haircut to the cut.
What was the initial question? What was he asking him about his children?
I can't hear what you're saying.
What did Rav Huna ask Rav Huna, who's cutting your kid's hair?
Right, because you just told me you can't. You just told me that a guy is mocking with a cut in his chayiv.
He holds that what? That even who's
Again, you want to know what Ravuna holds or Ravada holds?
Ravuna
holds that women aren't chayiv in the whole Messias of Sakifu.
Men would be.
Yes.
That's why he chooses that. But according to Rav Ada, a man
could also give a haircut to a cotton.
But a man can't.
I have no idea what you just said.
A man cannot give that haircut.
Yes, he can. To a cotton. Yes, he can, according to Ravada.
And Ravuna, no.
No, a man gives a haircut to a cotton according to Rav Huna, he's chayiv.
But a cotton's not of our own shit.
He's giving the haircut. There's a lot on the makiv.
So, I
have no idea what you are trying to do here.
Rav Huna should hold the man could.
No, he should not.
Oh, that's the idea. Okay. I mean, in Lily Duck, that's what he asked him. He didn't know why.
He said to him, according to you, that you hold if you gave a haircut to your cotton, your chayiv, so who's giving your cotton a haircut? And he said, I only see the difference between a man and a woman.
In your logic.
And your, not logic, in your halacha. Not logic. This is how to read the pasuk. The why by Mitzrayim does it say Raisha? If you should never listen, keep a pass Raisha. Yochav Mitzrayim Kane? Talmud Lema Reishai. Tanya Yidach. That's one Braisa. That seems you need a pasuk to tell me that the Mitzrayim can cut off his payas. Tanya Yidach Reishai Ma Talmud Lema. Pishanamri Gabi Nazir Tanya Yavah Reishai. Yachav Nazir Mitzrayim Kain. Talmud Lema Reishai. Now this Tana doesn't need one for a Mitzrayim cutting off his payas. Why not? My love, Tanoi. The man Gabi Mi Nazir Tzavar Kavar that we say is the case of Nazir. So there's no issue for a mitzvah to cut out payas. But he has to crawl. The mitzvah has to say, "I say of nazir." Right. Therefore, you need a pasuk. He has to crawl. The mitzvah lav greater. He needs the pasuk to say that a mitzvah can take a haircut. Amar Rava, no. Kula amar kavas kol reish loish ma'akafa. But he has to crawl. Got to hit give the mitzvah gilach. First he cut off his payas, then the rest of his hair, and that's also mutar by mitzvah. That's the chiddush of Reishai. And what's that svara? Even though Gilcha b'chazim lemechayev, he can give himself a gilach nami lemechayev. Since he can do it the other way, he can do it the wrong way. Dr. Gemara, mikasev krohachi, is that possible? V'amir shlankish kol mokim shatav b'loy tesev v'loy tesev v'at yochel kaim shnei mutav v'lav yav e'asev yuk v'loy tesev. You don't push on a loy tesev when it's not necessary. So why are we pushing on the loy tesev here? Of the kula amav kavas kalarais, shma kafa. He needs it to tell me that a Mitzrayim can take a haircut. Lav greater mi nale. Yalu migdilim. Learns it out from Titus. That amikwale silver shatnes. And right next to it says, Semer bishtam yagdav. Migdilim tasalucha. So with tanyu li silver shatnes, migdilim tasalucha mehem. The juxtaposition of psukim, which in Hebrew we call smuchim, tells us that you can make tzat nesitzes that eses leicha loises. Rek the Gemara man don't have kolay meraisha my time will have kolay megdila. The choyer we have a fair shirai eses leicha loises. So why does he need roisha? Amalach.
Let me answer how.
Yeah.
How do you learn from gedilim or esayanis?
We don't. That's why he uses roisha for loises and esay. We only learn that eses leicha loises. I don't need a plastic for a mitzvah to take a haircut. I'm a luck. So the other man, the Yama, says, Gedilim wouldn't teach me as a Dachalai says, if I wouldn't have Rachai. The Rav does. I would have learned the Pasik similar to Rava. The Rava Rami, Sibin Asmat, it's the Kanav, where we learn that Min Kanav, that the Tzitzis should be made out of the material of the Beged. Sibin Asmat, it's the Kanav. So, right, Min Kanav, so Trelas, Uksib Tzemer Pishtim, Yavdav, that you have to make it out of Tzemer Pishtim. Okay, so that's Emre Pishtim Paitrim, Mebe Mina, Mebe Shloi Beminam. So Amina, Mebe Mina, Paitrim, Shloi Beminam, Mebe Mina, Paitrim. Now, we would have never said that this bride to hold like Rava, because we argue on Rava. We hold that other Minam are in Mechayib and Tzitzis. So, that is, we would have said, you need Tzemer for Tzemer and Pishtim for Pishtim. So, this would not have taught us, as the Daichalai says, it would have taught us that you don't need Tzemer for Tzemer and Pishtim for Pishtim, right? Or you should, I'm sorry, just the opposite, that you have to use Semer per Semer and Pishtim per Pishtim. But once we have Raishai that teaches me by Mitzairah, he can take a haircut, even though that can be a source in the whole Torah, because that's a weaker love, still, it's Megalut to us the concept, therefore when we go to Gedilim, we learn Eset Eicheloi Tessa. That's how the Rush learned. The high tana, the mapic liberation of the Rav Greda, the Asi Dacha, the Esav Dacha, Loitzes of Asay Minolan. How does he know that an Asay can be Dacha, Loitzes of Asay, a weaker Loitzes of Asay? Now, Glemis Gonoi, Tanya's Gonoi, Matam Lema, Vishnu, a Paskon Loy Galehu by a Kayan, when it's a Loitzes of Asay, Yochav Kayan Mitzayrakate, he shouldn't be able to take cut off his beard. Tam Lema's Gonoi, my mapic period. So, Gonoi teaches me that a Kayan can cut off his hair, his beard, even though it's a lav in an essay. In fact, the Gemara among the Mabuk Leder Reishai, I say, Reishai Salelu Miskanai. Why does he need Reishai? What's wrong with Skanai? So the Gemara Otameh, the Kaimalam Ba'alma, we always say, the Asidel Esedek Reishai Sabasei. Why not? Leilu Mikayan, the Dachi. Terry says, you'll tell me, El Mikayan Liyafina, Malakayan Skin Lav, Shane Shabba Bakayo. Mikayan is dealing with a beard which doesn't apply to women. So it's a weaker lav. So you can't learn out from Kayan. So he says the same thing. Now the truth is, at this point, the Gemara could have said, we can't learn Nazir from Kayan, and we can't learn Kayan from Nazir. They each have their weakness. But the Gemara at this point wants to say that you can't learn from Kayan, but you could learn from Nazir.
Nazir is weaker presence.
Yes, the Mishayla, correct. In fact, the Gemara, man, the Mukham, Lai, Laisha, Ben Nazir, Lamali, Skanai. Why do we need Skanai? Now the Gemara could have said, but you can't learn Kayan from Nazir either. But the Gemara answers it, Miboylai Ligatanya. We learn something else. Skanam Atamud Leimer. Vishnam, Skanam Leyagalechu Yochav Kayim Mitzayrakein. Tamud Leimer Skanai. Why? That teaches me that the Mitzayra has to cut off his hair with a tar. Which if not, we wouldn't need a pasik to be Daicha, because the only Isser cutting off a beard is with a tar. How do I know that? Menalo the Mitar. Now, Pine is going to bring a lecho. You'll have Gilchum and Miss Brian, me, Chai, even with scissors. Tell me, let me lay Sashkas. You lay Sashkas like you look to be Mount Glock if you're in Nifty Chayev, even if you use tweezers or a plane. Tell me, let me pass the gun of Lake Alecho. Azing a little chest bashkasa. Have a yam is that tire. So, therefore, he uses scunny for that. Not for lav and nasei. In fact, the Gemara Manda Matagle, the Rosh Lava Greda, Lamely Mifty Rosh, Lamely Mifty Scunny. Why can't we learn both out of Skanai? Mashma l'mitchi la'am greida, mashma l'mitchi lo'y sesu v'asei. Yilkim shamka lo'y v'yishneya. The bottom line is you learn both. Because it says Kayan is included. Zok the Gemara. Kayan mi nazir lo yalu tzken yeshna b'shayla. Nazir mi kayan lo yalu tzken lav shen shavu b'kayel. Meaning the answer is we would never learn out from Kayan anything. Because you could always say it's a weaker law because it's Yashna Bishayla. From both of them, from the Ikkel and Mifakudamina, because they both have their own concern. One is Yashna Bishayla and one is Einashava Bakayam. Amarav, make Adam Kogufa Batar. A person can cut off all the hair of his body, referring to underarms and ergot, with a razor. Meisrei, maybe Meisrei, Meisrei, everybody's a leiko. Says the fairy should get Malkus. And for the Gemara, Batar, the Mitzvarayim. Batar, he gets Malkus. With scissors, he doesn't get Malkus. But Rav Nami Batar come up. Says Mutar Batar. Kain Tar. He meant close, but he didn't mean a Tar. Tar would get Malkus. Now at this point, we think it's Malkus with the Raisa. Amram Chibabam, Rabbi Echon, Amam, Rabbi Sashechi, Beiser, and Loika. Meisrei. Now the truth is it's a contradiction in Brises, but we're asking it on Rabbi Yechonah. My wife and I to come and drop on. Enochinami, it's Marcus Martis, it's not anymore. Tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock, we will go by turns.